Evening, the time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host, Vishwal Ramakrishnan, playing for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get tonight's program started off, here he is, Homer Walker Jr. playing Move Back Baby. Well, all right, that was Homer Walker Jr. playing Move Back Baby. And of course, you're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, where I, your host, Vishwal Ramakrishnan, play for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. Tonight, we've got a really awesome, well-crafted program, as always, and we've got a few cool set lists coming to you, exploring some of the deeper roots of the blues, some of the present old-style kind of blues being played in America today, but also kind of delving into some of the rock and roll extensions of the blues as well. We got a little bit of a nifty little set there for you as well. But without further ado, we may as well get the music to do the talking for you, for myself at least. Let the music do the talking and less talking, more rocking, as they say. So without further ado, here is Dana Gillespie kicking it off as well again from this whole new set. Here she is with her number, A Whole Lot of What You Got.
Yeah. fishing, I swim in the sea. Hook, line, sinker, he's catching me. A lot of what you got. A lot of what you got. A lot of what you got. A lot of does me good. I'll pull down my shade, lock up my door. He stings like a bee, and I'm coming back for more. A lot of what you got. Thank you.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:14 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last three tracks you heard in that set. First off, we heard from Dana Gillespie playing A Lot of What You Got, followed by a duo number by Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite playing Found the One, and whom you've just heard from recently, the last track you just heard in that set. That was the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band playing their number, Foolsville. Now, without further ado, we're going to go and jump down from the Midwest, from where the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band is from. We're going to go jump on down to Mississippi, and I believe Deer Park, Mississippi, that is, to hear from a live recording by Scott Dunbar. And here's his number, Sweet Mama Rolling Stone. Hope you dig. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Roll me with your belly. Say, feed me with your tongue. You roll me with your belly, baby. Feed me with your tongue. Say, tell me, mama, why you steal last night? Oh, tell me, mama, Lordy, why you steal last night? I didn't come home this morning, sun was shining bright. I didn't come home this morning, sun was shining bright. Sweet mama rolling, sweet mama rolling stone, sweet mama rolling, sweet mama rolling stone. Say, all I got, baby, all I got is gone. All I got, baby, all I got is gone. You tell me, mama, I want you rolling down. Oh, tell me, mama, Lordy, I want you rolling down. Roll me like my old man. Well, how can I get it now, mama? How can I get it now, mama? She keep on snatching it back. How can I get it now, mama? She keep on snatching it back. Yeah, she do. Say she must want me to break my low-down bag. She must be want me to break my low-down bag. That's it, too. Throw your left leg across me. Throw your left leg across me. Hand me down your tongue. You throw your left leg across me, baby. Hand me down your tongue.
That's a dirty. I've been a step there, Jazz. That's too dirty. That's a dirty star. That's that rolling stone, please, Jazz.
No! No! Somebody knows. Now, darling,
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:25 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. 2 tracks ago, we heard from Richard Berry playing for us a bluesy doo-wop number titled No Room. And from whom you've just heard recently, the last track you heard in that set, that was Sue Foley playing Where the Action Is. Now, as I'm sure many of you blues aficionados out there know, we just had a blues birthday a couple of days ago by the time you're going to hear this on April 6th. On April 4th, we witnessed and oversaw the birthday of Muddy Waters, born in 1913, April 4th. Of course, Muddy Waters is probably up there, you know, with the greatest, probably if not the greatest blues, especially electric blues musicians of all time, kind of writing the rule book as far as the sounds go and creating some of the most iconic blues standards of all time, being played to blues playing, being played in blues bars, rock bands, all, even in the present day, you know, tunes that are immemorial, that you can listen to them and with a fresh pair of ears, and they sound different and as amazing each time you put the needle down on your vinyl or you close the lid on your CD player or tune in onto YouTube or this radio program. So, in honor of Muddy Waters and his great contribution to the blues and for kind of like shaping the blues as it is today, I shudder to think what the blues would be without him. In kind of celebration of his life and his magnificence and his vision to the art, I want to play for you perhaps one of his most well-known hits, that is Manish Boy Live. But before we go into that, I kind of wanted to talk about the track as a whole, you know, and kind of how my experience with it, and maybe it's your experience with it, or maybe it's something new for you to think about, or just kind of reflect on about how you approach this tune in particular. Of course, there's the ba-ba-da, bum-bum, that kind of lick going on in that track, which is kind of iconic with the blues as a whole. And many people, you know, you hear this song played in almost every blues jam, I guess, I dare wager that. You hear this song played in every blues jam all around the world. And, you know, some people take the song as a sign of, like, you know, like this a man coming of age, you know, kind of song, you know. He's kind of coming into his own, you know, being a tough guy and that kind of stuff, you know. I don't know about you guys, but I kind of took it in a different kind of light, you know, especially in kind of the space and the times that Muddy Water grew up in, you know. If you, like, looking to the lyrics, right, it's an assertion that he is a man, right, not a boy. And particularly with the way the word boy and calling black folks and particularly black men boy has been used through the South and very much into today's world as a term of denigration. The fact that Muddy Waters is here on the microphone leading his band sonically in a powerful place on a stage that he dominates and he has complete control over. And on that stage with the mic in front of an audience, he asserts that he is a man. It's a truly powerful statement, especially in an era where the struggle against racism was definitely intensifying, and many of the issues of the civil rights movement were coming to a head. So in that sense, I look at this song as perhaps a song of defiance, you know, a song of defiance against all the social oppressions and social evils, against the people who try to belittle people of color and particularly black folks into thinking they're less than human, against the systems which oppress, you know, and instead singing in the face of that and fighting back and singing and asserting that you are a man, that you are human and deserve that respect. You aren't a boy or any term of denigration. And in that sense, I think it's a hopeful song, but also a very powerful song in sticking it to the man in a way. So I hope you kind of dug with that or vibed with that, or maybe, you know, I gave you something to think about, but that's just kind of how I approach the song. And man, what a killer tune it is. So, you know, at this point, I'll sign off from the talking at this point, at least in the game, and let the music do the talking as always. Here he is, without further ado, one of the gods of the blues, and electric blues in particular. Here he is, Muddy Waters, playing Manish Boy live. Hope you dig.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh, yeah. Woo! about when I was a young boy. At the age of 5, my mother said I was gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. You got to believe me, woman. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. I spell him A-N. That rather than man. No B.
No B.
Oh, child. Why?
Yeah.
That mean manish boy.
What it mean?
I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a natural bone lover's man. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a hoochie coochie man.
Ooh,
yeah. Sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. Y'all know I made the moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man?
Yeah.
I spelled him H-I-N. I'd rather than man. No,
no.
Oh, child.
All right.
Why? That mean manish boy.
I'm
a man.
Yeah.
I'm a natural bone lover's man. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a rolling stone. I'm a hoochie coochie, baby. Johnny, I'm a main, Johnny. Johnny, I'm a main, Johnny. I'm a main, yeah, I'm a main, Johnny.
The line I shoot, you know I never miss. Yeah, when I make love to a woman,
what?
You know she can't resist.
You driving.
Go down.
Yeah, got it.
To Kansas too. I'm gonna bring back my second cousin, you know I'm talking about. That little Johnny Conqueror, you know.
That's it.
The man child.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know I'm the natural born man. Yeah, rolling stone.
Yeah, you will.
The man child. Way past 21.
All right, Johnny.
Better believe me, honey. We're gonna have a lot of fun now. Sitting on the outside, sitting on the outside.
All right, Johnny.
Just me and my mates. You know I can make the moon come up, honey. No, 6 hours late. I still am.
I got it, Johnny.
Talk about manish boy. No be.
Oh.
Oh, child. Why, yeah. Talk about now and now, manish boy.
Yeah, got it.
last and the best, Buddy Waters. And he ain't dying, he is a man. Natural born man.
You don't ever see one like FCW.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:40 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last set you heard, of course, we started off with Muddy Waters' Mannish Boy, recorded live. And if you're wondering who that extra hidden guest voice that jumped on the record at the last bit, that was Johnny Winter there. And of course, that's in celebration of the Blues Masters' birthday on April 4th. I reckon by the time you hear this, on April 6th, a couple of days ago. And of course, after that, you heard from Buddy and Ella Johnson, husband and wife duo playing My Old Man. And of course, this next artist, the one whom you've just recently heard, you might think, okay, this guy's voice sounds kind of familiar. And you might think, oh, well, he kind of sounds like a champion Jack Dupre. But you would be surprised that his moniker on this record is titled as Meathead Johnson and His Blues Hounds, that is, and their number, Barrel House Mama. But you would be right if you picked up on that. That was actually Champion Jack Dupre recording for the Apex labels. As a matter of fact, he actually changed his name a lot in the earlier part of his recording career to get out of contractual disputes and such. And pretty smart move, if I may say so. You know, a good way to get on multiple labels and get more records out there is by changing your artist name after all. So that was actually Champion Jack Dupre, but under his pseudonym Meathead Johnson and His Blues Hounds playing Barrel House Mama. You know, in kind of line with that kind of old style electric blues, jump blues kind of feels, we're going to jump to Percy Mayfield and his number, Praying for Your Return. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Darling, you know why I could never try to make love to somebody new. You took all my love, locked my heart, and then went away. It seems since you've gone that I have lived alone. All my friends are distant and few. All I do is pray that you will return someday. I can visualize all your beauty, but visions are vain. Darling, if I don't love you, then I must be insane. Stars no longer shine, moonlight makes me blind, and I don't even love sunny days. All I do is pray that you will return someday. Shine, moonlight makes me blind. I don't even love sunny days. All I do is pray that you will return someday. Thank you.
gone and gone. She done left this town. Feeling tomorrow like I feel today. Yes, feeling tomorrow like I feel today. I'm gonna pack my suitcase, make my getaway. St. Louis woman with a diamond ring. Drag my gal around by her apron string. If it wasn't for powder and for the snowboard hair, that gal I love wouldn't have gone nowhere, nowhere. I got St. Louis blues and I'm blue as I can be. That gal's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else she wouldn't have gone so far from me. I'm gonna be here walking and talking to myself. Leave here walking, talking to myself. My best gal gone, don't want nobody else.
I got St. Louis blues. Now, this is no classic, but someday I tell you the truth. I hope it'll never be a classic. And may you live forever, too. It's a thing called My West Side Baby. You might have heard it around here somewhere. Goes like this.
Welcome back. The time around about now on your dial is 9:53 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks in that set, you heard 2 tracks ago from Wayne Bennett playing his instrumental number, Rockin', and from whom you've just recently heard last track. That was Floyd McDaniel with Dave Spector and the Bluebirds playing the St. Louis Blues. And of course, you know, I really dug that number because it kind of shows you the kind of blurred line between, you know, jazz and the blues. You know, you had those kind of cool, like, Wes Montgomery reminiscent kind of, what do you call, octave lead guitar licks at the beginning in this kind of bossa nova groove, and then suddenly go into a nice, like, you know, real swinging blues beat to it. So in that kind of spirit, you know, with the blues and jazz, I think I'm going to go to a kind of jazz oldie, as it were, you know, to kind of further highlight the link between the genres, between jazz and the blues, that is. And who better to illustrate that for us than one of the greatest jazz trumpeters of all time? Without whom, perhaps, we would not have Louis Armstrong. Of course, in this time, I am talking about King Oliver, one of the greatest, and some may say a bit simplistic, but definitely one of the greatest jazz trumpeters of all time. Here he is, without further ado, playing his classic, Black Snake Blues. Thank you.